It's Monday, October 10th, 2016. I'm your host, Joe, and you're listening to the Wet Shaving News Podcast, powered by Sharpologist.com. Welcome back to the podcast, everyone, and happy Monday to you all. On this beautiful day here in South Florida, although a few days ago it wasn't so beautiful as we narrowly escaped the wrath of Hurricane Matthew. We were very lucky here in South Florida, especially in the Palm Beach area, where we were looking at almost a direct hit, and we ended up, the storm ended up veering off to the east and kind of missed us. So we did very well with that situation, although some of our neighbors didn't. So our thoughts and prayers go out to those in the Bahamas who were hit dead on by the storm and are rebuilding at this current moment. To those in St. Augustine and Northern Florida who were hit with some heavy, heavy flooding and storm surges, and especially to those in the south of us, the residents of Haiti that were hit dead on by the storm, and they went through they had a lot of damage and a lot of rain, and our thoughts and prayers go out to them especially for a speedy recovery and rebuilding process. So today on the show, guys, we got some new products to discuss. The discussion of the week is to bloom or not to bloom your shaving soaps. We also have a quick training tip of the week for storing your straight razors, straight razor storage. We'll discuss some upcoming meetups and what's coming up in the future of the podcast. So without further ado, let's get on with the show. So guys, Katie's Bubbles has a new scent that came out, and one thing I want to mention is the last podcast during the fall seasonal special, I made a mistake with one of their items. I accidentally put in their spring seasonal or summer seasonal product instead of their fall seasonal. Their fall seasonal didn't come out yet; it just came out recently. I mistakenly put in the wrong soap, so I do apologize to everyone for that. But I do have the right one today, so here it is. We have the Connecticut Shade Soap and Aftershave Tonic Scent. And what we have here is a sweet blend of pipe tobaccos, vanilla, oak, nutmeg, and leather. So this scent, first off, sounds really good. It does sound like an awesome fall scent. It did start out as the official soap for the 2016 Northeast Shavers Meetup. And it turned out so well, they decided to share it with everyone as their fall scent for this year. So it's really nice. I do love it when special edition soaps or scents become regular stock for everyone to buy, because I think it's really nice to share the wealth. So Katie's Bubbles, thank you for sharing this scent for everyone and giving us all the opportunity to purchase it. And guys, check them out, katiesbubbles.com. So Phoenix Accoutrements has a new another scent that came out, a false type scent with a really interesting concept. It's called the Blue Samhain, I think it's called Samhain. Sorry, if I'm mispronouncing it, I apologize. And it's a soap and aftershave. And I'm just going to read the description to it because it's always well written on this site. A whimsical fall blend of sandalwood, burnt sugar, bourbon, and pumpkin matured in oakwood barrel. So, sounds delicious, doesn't it? Again, it sounds just like a really nice scent. I think it's almost more like a mixture of fall and almost maybe even a little bit of winter into that with the burnt sugar. But what's really cool is the aftershave concept. Now, the aftershave is aged in toasted American oakwood cubes. And that really... So the concept of this is basically to age it like a bourbon, like you would put in a bourbon in a barrel. Now, I'm in the liquor business myself, so I understand a lot about aging and what a barrel actually does to a liquor, but I never really thought about it in an aftershave. But these guys, but Fran and Douglas over here at Phoenix, they figured it out. They got it. So they used American oakwood cubes, aged it in the container with the aftershave for several weeks, and what they got was a nice bourbon-like essence that came out, and it really worked. So, guys, check this out. The concept of using oakwood cubes has been played around with. There's actually some kits online if you want to take like a neutral liquor like a vodka and then age it with your own wood chips. this concept is pretty cool with liquor, but I've never seen it with aftershave. So, you know, definitely want to applaud the Doug and Fran over here at Phoenix Accoutrements. They did a great job with this one, a great concept. Check them out at phoenixaccoutrements.com. So also, one of the longtime artisans I've been a fan of, Mike's Natural Soaps, came out with this sweet pumpkin spice soap just recently. And the scent is a delicious combination of pumpkin, vanilla, ginger, and brown sugar, reminiscent of a pumpkin pie topped with whipped cream. Now, guys, I don't know if you've used Mike's soaps before, but this stuff is very high quality. I'm definitely a fan of his products. Great stuff. And this just sounds delicious. Remember, guys, you cannot eat these soaps. There is a disclaimer. Do not eat the soap, even though you may want to because it smells good. But, yeah, check him out, mikesnaturalsoaps.com. He still has it in stock. And give him a shout-out over there if you can get some. And then let's see some videos on it. So Italian Barber had the Razor Rock Black Hawk single-edge razor come out this week. It was on Tuesday, and I remember that because I was in a meeting, and I could not get out of the meeting to buy one. So for those lucky people that were able to purchase this razor, basically the razor is a single edge that uses Artist Club style SE blades, and it's more like they're trying to make it like a Mongoose style razor. If you've seen those Mongooses, those larger single edge razors. But the price is like $25, and it's just really, really affordable. I'm really excited to see the reviews. I think I saw on Facebook that some people have been receiving theirs this weekend. So, guys, once you get it, please put reviews up. If you want to send me a message or an email, please do so I can see, because I really wanted one of these, and I missed out because I was in a work meeting. I just couldn't pull out my credit card during a meeting to purchase one. By the time I got out, it was already sold out. So check them out. If you didn't get one, guys, I'm sure they'll be back in stock soon. They'll keep them on the radar. So Ginger's Garden has two new scents that came out. Really interesting aftershaves. The first one is Suede. It's a custom blend of aloe vera, witch hazel, natural glycerin that can be used by men or women. So it's a unisex type of aftershave. Definitely good. I know that their quality of their products are awesome. So this one's cool. You and your wife can use it, or you and your husband can use it. Hey, that's awesome. Friend, anything. That's like kind of like a universal aftershave. So interested to see some reviews on that one. They also came out with the Lounge, which is more of an exotic scent that contains, more of a manly scent, manly musk, hint of powder, woodsy notes, and their Irene's favorite essential oil, which is, I hope I'm saying it right, patchouli, which is basically a well-aged dark iron distilled patchouli. That's what it says on the description. I'm not too familiar with that, but I'm sure this scent is good. Again, Ginger's Gardens, it's great products, great stuff. Irene over there does a great job. And she also does a process to where if you want to order a custom scent, they'll do it for one person. They'll do it for one set. I think it might be a dollar or two more, but you get your own custom set for this, basically the same price as the soaps. They'll do it for you. And there's no minimum order. You can order one set. You can order probably more than one. But yeah, check them out, gingersgarden.com. And we have a release coming up that's been much anticipated, coming up within the next couple of weeks. Soap Commanders. Three new scents coming out on the 18th of October. We have Honor, which is their new classic barbershop scent, which has been getting rave reviews from the scent team that they have. For those of you who don't know, Soap Commander has a scent team that they choose a yearly, and they get to try all the new scents before and they give them back their feedback. Fortitude, which is a hay, tobacco, and rum scent. And Gratitude, which is a cedar and saffron scent. So, guys, these scents, these soaps, and aftershaves are coming out on the 18th of October. Want to check them out, soapcommander.com. Make sure you get it before they sell out. Hopefully, they don't sell out, but there's a possibility they may. So, check them out, soapcommander.com. That's the 18th of October, three new scents. So, here comes the discussion of the week. To bloom or not to bloom. Now, I've been almost every day now I've been hearing people thought about blooming. We discussed it this week over the weekend on the Wet Shavers Roundtable. If you guys haven't checked that out, it's a little show we do on Saturdays. It's from 6 to 7 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, wetshaversroundtable.com. So check them out. We were discussing it briefly over the weekend, but I just wanted to go a little bit more in detail. Blooming your soap is basically the process of either heating the soap or putting water on the soap, hot water, to bring out the scents. Now, it doesn't always mean you have to put water on the scent. There was a guy, Douglas Smythe, I believe, had the video to where he bloomed the soap without even getting it wet with a plastic bag and putting it in the water, letting it float around. So, I mean, yeah, you can bloom the soap. I believe you just have to heat it up and it brings out the essential oils. But traditionally, blooming a soap is pouring water into it and letting it open up. And what blooming does is it brings out the oils and all that good stuff, the essential oils and all that, all the scent profile of the soap, and lets it come out and makes it booming with scent. Now, I have done both. I have bloomed and not bloomed. Most of the time, I do not bloom my soaps, and it's not because I don't love the scent. It's because, it could be because of time. It could be just because I didn't, you know, I don't want to. But I do both. I will bloom and I will not bloom. I think that a lot of people think that you may lose your scent or lose a lot of the soap after a certain amount of time if you bloom too much. I haven't seen that happen. I don't think it will. I think soap is pretty, pretty strong stuff. I haven't noticed the soap levels go down when blooming it, but it may be possible. So whether you bloom or don't bloom, that's totally up to you. I don't believe it affects the performance of the soap. I've had great performance just by dipping my brush in, soaking my brush in water and just running it over the soap and then face lathering. But definitely try it if you haven't. And if you do bloom, try not blooming and see what it is, and then come out with an opinion. Because I've gotten a lot of mixed reactions with this, and I'm just trying to put this issue to bed, because I think it's mostly preference. I don't know if the performance is that much different when blooming or not blooming, because I get performance very well from both ways. So, guys, try both ways. If, like I said, in order to put this discussion to bed and to for everybody to get a really good opinion, just try. If you do bloom every time, try not blooming. And if you don't bloom, try blooming and see what your reactions are. And then let's hear your thoughts. Send me some emails or message on Facebook or something regarding what your findings are, because I'd like to hear it. So, guys, we have another... We're going to have a training tip of the week weekly. I didn't do one last week because of the long holiday show. But this week is going to be straight razor storage. And a lot of guys I've seen buy a straight razor, they shave with it, they put it away, and then a couple days later or a day later, they'll come back and there's black spots on it, or even worse, rust. So what I wanted to let everybody know is most straight razors, most good straight razors, okay, ones that you want to buy that can hone well and get sharp, are going to be carbon steel. And carbon steel is it's going to be polished, and they do heat treat it and everything now, but it's not stainless steel to where it's never going to rust. It will rust if you leave it out, especially in humid conditions. Trust me, I live in South Florida. It's 95% humidity 90% of the year. If I put a piece of bare steel outside, it'll have rust on it within a day. So it's very important to do some maintenance to your straight razor daily. Now, what I do when I put my straight razors away is I make sure there's basically a couple of things that I do. One, I make sure it's very dry. And the way I do that is when I'm done using it, I'll take a microfiber cloth, and you can get them at the dollar store if you want, or a grocery store or something. They're very cheap. And I wipe it clean. And why I use a microfiber cloth is because it takes the water off without getting the rag all soaked. And also, it doesn't cause any scratches. So it's scratch resistant. It won't scratch your blade. So I use a microfiber cloth. I make sure the razor is completely dry. When I'm done with that, I take a mineral oil in a cheap small spray bottle, which I received from, I got it from the dollar store or something. And I spray it on the blade, the surface of the blade, evenly. And I get it in the joint and everything like that. Every part that's metal, I'll spray with this mineral oil. And the reason why I use a spray and not just wipe it on is because I don't want to cut my finger, so I kind of eliminate the risk there. And when I spray it down, I'll make sure it's evenly coated with the oil. I close it up and I'll put it away. Now, I don't store it in the room that I take showers in, because there's a lot of humidity in there and it could still rust even though it's covered in oil. Although the oil does seriously reduce the chances of it rusting. So you want to store it in a room that's not the least humid room in your house. So usually that would be like a bedroom or a room that you don't shower in, basically. And I guarantee you do this after every use. It is guaranteed that your razor will not rust. Just make sure it's completely dry before you put the oil on, or you're defeating the purpose. I've used this method for about 6 years now, and I haven't had any issues, so it really does work. And I'm happy to share it with you guys today. I also included a how-to YouTube video that I did about a year ago in the show notes, just basically going over what I said. So check it out. It's on my YouTube channel. I'll have I do have the link in the notes. So just check it out when you get a chance and let me know what you think. And that brings us up to the meetup portion of our podcasts. Remember, guys, we get all of our meetups from shavemeetup.com. That is your Shave Meetup source. That's where I get everything from. Make sure that if you are planning a meetup, that you let these gentlemen know over here at this site, and they will post it up for you. And it's free of charge. There's no charge. And you'll have a lot of fun with it. So remember, a meetup is two or more people. That's it. That's what a meetup is. Doesn't mean have to be 100 people. It could be 10 people. It could be 10, 20 people. So check it out, shavemeetup.com, and we'll go over. There's only a few on there this week, but we do have some good ones. So coming up soon, we have a couple of weeks until the 13th annual National Shaving Collectibles Meetup. And I've been talking about this one probably for about 2 or 3 months. This is the big one. This is the one you want to go to if you're going to buy a lot of stuff. I'm not sure if they're sold out of tickets yet, but I know the tickets were $50. And included food, included a bunch of stuff. So it was definitely well worth it. So they've been doing this meetup since 2004, guys. This is this is probably the longest running meetup. So check them out, shavemeetups.com. And there's a link for that. They have their own website as well. And you can find that out right here. November 12th of this year, we have the South Florida Wet Shavers 2016 End of Year Bash. That'll be in West Palm Beach, Florida, with the South Florida Wet Shavers Facebook group. Now, one thing about which I was asked actually by two viewers last week, you know, they were looking to get in, but they didn't understand the whole concept behind this group. South Florida Wet Shavers is a restricted group from membership. Now, they have members that only from a certain part of Florida, the southern state of Florida, that are members of this group. But they do have another Facebook group called the Wise Wet Shaver, which you can join, which anyone can join. And that is a sister group of South Florida Wet Shavers for those who don't live in the area. So check them out. I'm pretty sure if you'll be in the area, they'll definitely have some room for you, and they'll welcome you with open arms. So check out the South Florida Wet Shavers End of Year Bash. Then that'll be November 12th, 2016. And then we have the Medina, Ohio Shave Meetup, which is November 15th, and that'll be in Medina, Ohio. And it looks like there's already quite a few people going to that one. There's a Facebook group for it as well, so check them out. Again, you guys, all this stuff I got from shavemeetup.com, check it out. Real easy site. Makes it easy for me to go over Shave Meetups, and makes it easy for you guys to actually do so. So check it out. And so that brings us, we're kind of coming to the close of the podcast this week, guys. Sorry I didn't have a little bit more stuff for you, but we did, the storm kind of knocked us out here for a few days. Also, being a retail manager, it's tough because people tend to buy everything when they're when the storm's coming, especially in Florida. Not only just water, but they were buying, they buy vodka and wine and spirits too. So beer, all that good stuff. So it was one hectic week for me. I hope everyone does well after this hurricane, and it really is recovers quickly, and hopefully we don't have any more natural disasters for the rest of the year. Knock on wood. But I just want to let you guys know that we do have some stuff in store for the podcast coming up. We have the winter seasonal guide, which will be in December. I'm going to try and do that the first podcast of December with the new seasonal soaps for the winter. And we also have the Sharpologist will be coming out with the holiday gift giving guide, and we're going to feature some of that on the podcast as well. That'll be done coming up very soon. So, guys, look out for that. That'll be on the Sharpologist site, and I'll mention a few things on here as well on the podcast. So I'd just like to say that our show is powered by Sharpologist.com, which your father didn't teach you about shaving. Special thanks to Mark, a.k.a. Mantic59, for letting us use his platform, his site, and for all the support he gives us here at the podcast. So thank you, Mark, very much. Most of all, I want to thank you guys, because you guys are what makes this podcast happen. You guys are here listening, and I appreciate all your feedback and everything. It makes it really worth doing. So thank you, listeners, most importantly, for tuning in week after week and listening to me ramble on about wet shaving. All right? So don't forget, guys, please check out my blog site at shavestraightandsafe.com. I feature tips and interesting wet shaving stories on that site. And I just started joining the Wet Shaving Roundtable every Saturday from 6 to 7 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. Check them out, wetshaversroundtable.com. I'm sorry. Check them out. It's every Saturday. It's like a live show. We just talk about wet shaving and stuff. I've been on it. I actually was on it a couple of times, and I'm going to try and be on it as often as I can. So check that out, guys. Again, always, you can contact me at joe.wetshavingnews@gmail.com with any comments, concerns, anything you'd like to see featured in the near future. So, guys, again, thank you again for listening. Our next show will be on the 24th, I believe. 24th of, let me just make sure I'm right here. Yes, the 24th of October, which will be our Halloween edition. So maybe we'll have something a little special for you guys then. Who knows? I don't know. But again, thank you for listening to Wet Shaving News Podcast, and have a great week, guys. I'll see you on the 24th.